107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. A pleasure, as always, a thrill, as always, to check in with actor Rod Beatty. Rod is back out on stage. We're going to tell you the location. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning.
Rod, it's great to be checking in. We've chatted about Marsh Marigolds, an agricultural thriller. Now, we've chatted about it at Stratford Perth Museum, but you're at a brand new location with this show.
We're going to the Blythe Festival.
Fantastic. So it's October 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that is this week for three shows only. Tell us about taking this amazing show to Blythe.
Well, it's the first part of, a journey for this play. It's gathering some momentum, and we hope it's going to have a life.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Rod, remind us about this show. We've chatted about it before, but what's Marsh Marigolds, an agricultural thriller, all about?
Well, it's sort of a Wingfield spinoff. We, my brother Doug and I, created the Wingfield series, seven plays about Walt Wingfield, a stockbroker turned farmer. And this is kind of in the same realm. It's the same Persephone township that the Wingfield plays are set in. But this is a suspense play. It's an agricultural thriller. There's mystery and crime detection and romance and drama.
And, Rod, I know folks loved it here at Stratford Perth Museum for the run of shows. So great to be taking this to the Blythe Festival. What a treat.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've always had a good following at the Blythe Festival, and we're looking forward to revisiting that audience.
For sure. So we've got shows, just three shows for this Wednesday, October 15th at 2 p.m., Thursday, October 16th at 2 p.m., and then Friday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m., all happening at the Blythe Festival. And it's not too late to get tickets, I would imagine.
I wouldn't think so, no. Would you like to hear a taste?
I would if you would bless us with a taste of Marsh Marigolds, we would be thrilled, Rod.
Here I go. It starts with Ed lamenting the decline of the weekly newspaper, and young Ray Denton comes back home from the city, and he thinks he can help Ed drag the Free Press and Economist into the 21st century, and he suggests writing a restaurant review. Says, when was the last time you did that? Not recently. I think 1958 was the year the Red Hen restaurant opened. That wasn't really a review, more of a public service announcement. Come to think of it, there is a new eatery up on the Pluto Plain. Everybody's talking about it. Yeah, Les Trois Sœurs. It's run by a celebrity chef from Montreal. Had a TV show, Miracles with Marcel. Very nouvelle, fusion, terroir, 100-mile diet sort of thing. I can do that. Is there a budget for this? Sure. Bring me the receipt. The very next day, Ray handed me the review. It was interesting, a little edgy. You say here that the amuse-bouche is resistible, and you claim the interns in the restaurant kitchen and garden aren't paid. Well, it's the truth. Let the truth prevail. It's there on the masthead, right? I can't argue with that. Marcel might. The Free Press hits streets first thing Wednesday. Just before noon that day, the office door burst open and banged against the wall. A stocky man wearing a white linen smock and a black beret stood fuming at us. What'd you think you do, eh? What'd you know when you print these things? Ray took the ball. What's the problem, Marcel? You know very well what the problem is, you little écrivain. You call me a slave owner. I just said you don't pay the kids who work for you. I'm a teacher. People come to me to learn. I share what they know. They live under my own roof without charge of any kind. What school has ever paid a student to learn, eh? You tell me that. Oh, now you're a school. I thought you were a restaurant. I am both restaurant and a school. Very best of both. And here, you see, my food is resistible. What kind of word is that? It's a French word, Latin originally. It means its attractions may be withstood. I had other words that would do the job, barf up your local crayfish appetizer, disgusting. But I was trying to show restraint. You think I know nothing about food? I tell you, you little écrivain, you have forgotten more about food than I know. Hard to argue with that. I will not argue with you. I will take you to court and sue you till you stand naked in the street. And you, Monsieur Lady Turd, this building looks very flammable, eh? Be a shame you come to work someday and find nothing but a pile of ashes. I assure you, Marcel, we will not be writing anything more about your restaurant. Marcel banged the door shut behind him. What did he say? I think he said, you'll find it difficult to type with broken fingers.
It's a one-man tour de force. It's a cast of characters. Don't miss it. Marsh Marigolds, an agricultural thriller with Blythe Festival featuring the one and only Rod Beatty. This is not to be missed. Shows are Wednesday, October 15th, Thursday, October 16th, both matinees, and then Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. at Blythe Festival. Go to blythefestival.com and pick up your tickets. It is not too late to enjoy just an amazing show. Rod Beatty, thanks so much, Rod. It's always a pleasure, and have a great run with these shows at Blythe Festival.
Thank you very much, Jamie.